DFW Washington, and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Rosemary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Need rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave. Keep away flies. Hot Lady Cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man. Come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man. You all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man, herb.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health, a program that is designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusty assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
Doc, I'm recovering from one of those respiratory illnesses that Daniel Samuels talked about. Daniel.
Well, I'm glad that you are recovering and almost recovered.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You sound much better than you did the other day. So I thought I'd have to do a house call, brother.
Yeah. The information you gave me was right on point, and Brother Sam brought me some herb medicine.
All right. Outstanding. You know, today our topic is how to develop a successful lifestyle program. How to develop a successful lifestyle program. We're approaching a time of the year when many are focusing on a new start to some area of their life, and often some element dealing with our life and health is involved. And I would say that's a very good thing. But the problem is that we usually see that these measures often are short-lived and all too often end in failure. However, I believe, in fact, I know, Frank, that doesn't have to be the way the story ends. You know, with a bit of planning, proper execution, our story, your story, can have a happy, successful ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to recommend that those that are listening and that are really serious, that you take a few notes. Every now and then, Brother Frank, every now and then, I may say something that has some relevance. And so want to take those notes. Then you want to read over those notes as soon as you get a few minutes. When I was in med school, I would always read before I went to class. I would always take notes. And then soon after class as possible, if I had 5 minutes, I would review my notes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would do what I call review and revise or update my notes so that I could develop and you can develop a roadmap to and for success. And it works. All right. Yes. So what do we need to do? All right. One of the first things that I think is critically important, Brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
is that we recognize that we need a change.
Yeah, yeah. One of those diseases will make you recognize.
No. You would think that would be the case.
Yeah. You're right.
But many individuals go about unaware, even with multiple diseases, that they need a change. Mm. And one of the reasons is because the system.
Mm-hmm.
The system has brainwashed us to believe that what is being recommended is what's actually being needed. Let me say that again. The system has us brainwashed, Brother Frank.
Yeah, you're right.
To believe that what's being recommended is what is needed. But we are not told that what we're doing will not reverse our illness. In fact, it was never intended to reverse or do anything but to mask over the illness.
What?
And treat the symptoms of the illness and not the illness itself. Now, you know, it's interesting because, you know, even when I had stopped giving drugs,
mm-hmm.
that really never hit me that these medications were not intended to treat. You know, you need to know that what you are currently doing is not working. You know, 20 years ago, you started on one pill for your high blood pressure. And then you stayed on that, taking it every day faithfully, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And about 10 years ago, you were added a second pill because your blood pressure, in spite of taking the medicine that you were prescribed, started rising. All right? And then it was a third pill. And now it's the fourth pill. And you just was told that your kidneys are beginning to fail.
Mm.
And that it seems that dialysis is a strong possibility in the near future.
Mm.
Now, this may seem preposterous, Brother Frank, but if people would call in and tell the truth, this has happened to many folk listening today, even.
Yep.
You know?
It happened to me. That's for sure.
You know, Doc,
I was taking a blood pressure medicine, HTZC.
Hydrochlorothiazide.
Yeah, hydrochlorothiazide. And it ran my electric lights so low that I had a heart attack in a Miami airport.
Man, and what it will also do, it'll mess up your kidneys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy, you know. Now we have to admit that some patients are trifling.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't follow the doctor's instructions. But that's not really true for most. Most follow the doctor's orders as if they were some great god, you know. And it's funny because even when you're trying to do something to help them, they want to go back to that doctor that's been adding those medicines and ask them for advice.
And they're getting worse.
They're getting worse, and yet they believe that doctor knows best. You know, like father knows best, doctor knows best.
Propaganda.
If you want another example, it could be diabetes. You know, diabetes were almost epidemic, if not epidemic, in this country. In most cases, type 2 diabetes, what we used to call adult onset diabetes, is preventable and reversible. But to achieve this, we must deal with some heavy truths. All right? And one of the truths is that we just love that food that's really killing us. Stuff that we know, that fatty food, that processed food, we know that it's killing us.
Yep.
But we keep on eating it. We must recognize that we've been deceived or tricked by the industry whose profit motives, who is profit motivated, not health motivated. You know, there was a time when I used to think that the industries really wanted the best for us. That even our government wanted the best for us. And then one day I started realizing that there's a lot of information out there that industry knows, that the government knows, that we don't know. And they deliberately keep it from us because they're more concerned about the farmers, the meat industry, and those folk who are giving contributions to their reelection campaign, you know, than they are in the folk that they're supposed to be representing.
Man.
And serving, you know. You know, one of the other things that we have to recognize is that we can eat well while still eating well.
Yes, sir.
What I mean by that, Frank?
Yes, sir.
To eat well while still eating well.
Yeah, so, you know, we eat the proper foods and we season it correctly, and it's good.
It's not good. It's delicious.
It's delicious. That's right. Delicious. And it's healthy.
And healthy. You know, and what we have to do is we have to make those foods taste good by using those herbs, those seeds, those condiments that we add to the core of our foods. And the beauty is, I really was able to show it in a piece that I wrote on cancer. These condiments, things like turmeric and onions and garlic and peppers and so forth,
medicine,
add to the food to make it taste good, also add tremendous nutritional value.
That's right.
To our food.
Healing properties.
Healing properties. So I want our folk who are serious about developing a plan, developing a lifestyle plan that they're going to follow, to give us a call with questions or comments. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions, with concerns. You know, I know you know that what I'm saying is true. Number one, I've been saying it for years, so it's nothing new. Number two, you've read it. You've even seen it in with your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers. You've seen them follow the guideline that's been laid out for them, only to end in dying a horrible death.
What, Doc? My mom and my dad, same thing.
Horrible death. Mm. From diseases that are treatable, preventable. You know, we have to understand that in order to treat a disease like diabetes, that we have to get to the core. And it's true for diabetes, it's true for heart disease, it's true for cancer. Whatever it is, we got to get to the core. In the case of diabetes, we talk about we got to reverse the obesity. You cannot reverse diabetes without getting down to your ideal body weight, all right? And in order to get down to your ideal body weight, you got to change your thinking, because most people don't want to be their ideal body weight. They've been programmed by the media that they need to be overweight.
Yep.
The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phone. Let's call her. You're on the line.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dr. Watkins. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a family member who is trying to debate whether or not to take Ozempic. And so, as a matter of fact, she said she has it in her refrigerator at this time.
Mercy.
And so, she needed to search the family history as a side effect to make sure that, you know, there were no thyroid problems. However, is there any particular website that I could steer her to that she could get the most current information for nutrition that, you know, that she could, you know, incorporate into her lifestyle first before turning to Ozempic?
So, you know, there are programs out there. Matter of fact, we have a program called End Diabetes Now, which is very effective in reversing diabetes. There's a website, nutritionfacts.org, nutritionfacts with an S.org, mm-hmm. that has a lot of information on nutrition. And if you put in diabetes, it will give you a lot of information. I mean,
or obesity.
Huh?
Or obesity.
Yes.
A lot of information.
On matter of fact, they review all the English speaking articles published on nutrition every year and report on them, and it's free, you know.
Okay.
And it's all backed up by research. So we're not talking about somebody's opinion. We're talking about these are the result of study. Ozempic will help a person lose weight, and as a result, can help bring the blood sugar down, but it does it at a cost. And right. So what people have to decide, and the reason we're doing this program, if they really want to change, they need to get serious about change. All right? If they're going to go to it, I'm going to look and see, then they're going to fail. They have to commit themselves to themselves. Right. All right? And if they do that and actually do the research, they won't be asking that question. All right? Yeah. They'll be convinced that the best way to deal with diabetes and the other diseases that we're dying from is to change your lifestyle.
I don't think she's diabetic. She's actually young, in her 30s, and I don't think she's diabetic, actually.
So she's not taking Ozempic for diabetes?
No. I think it's weight loss. You know, I didn't ask her, you know, I was a little tentative. So, yeah, I think she's in her 30s, but she's a flight attendant, actually. So I didn't go into the question
we now know that children as young as 8 to 11 are developing type 2 diabetes. So her being in her 30s don't make any difference. 50% of folk 30 and over have diabetes or pre-diabetes. So, you know, it's still, she has to decide what she's going to do. She's overweight. She needs to lose that weight because obesity, in addition to leading to diabetes, leads to a host of other illnesses, heart disease, hypertension, you know, arthritis, certain cancers. You know, so all of these things are critical when a person is dealing with desire to be healthier.
Okay, well, I'll give her that website, and I so appreciate it so very much. You know, thank you. And
all right.
Appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call with any questions or comments that you may have. So I talked about, you know, one of the things that's critically important to deal with any illness or disease is we have to get to the root. And we talked about in the case of diabetes, it's obesity. It's those fatty processed foods that we just love to death. You know, I mean, we just love them to death because we're not loving them to life because they're killing us. And we know, Brother Frank, we know that these things are killing us. And we still do it. I remember one of my wife's relatives said to me one day when I was talking to her about you know, various foods that you know that it was killing us. She said, "Well, you got to die of something." you know, you got to die of something. I said, "I ain't got to die of nothing."
I got to die of nothing. That's part of the programming, Doc.
Yeah. You got to die of something. I don't have to die of anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, and with Ozempic, that drug is very, very expensive. It's very expensive. And if your insurance company ain't paying for it, you got to pay to die. I mean, you know, the side effects of these medications are costing you an arm and a leg and a life. And sometimes your insurance will pay for it or they'll pay a portion, and it's still expensive. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Brother Frank says some of the side effects of Ozempic is nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, constipation, and that's just the GI tract.
That's just the GI tract.
That's just the GI tract, you know, the gastrointestinal tract. I mean, that ain't dealing with the other areas of the body.
And the long-term effects.
Huh?
And the long-term effects.
Long-term effects. The number is 202-588-0893. Let's go back to the phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes. Hi. My name is Daniel. I'm actually calling in regards to what you were talking about first, which was, I believe it was hypertension, high blood pressure.
Yes.
Someone very dear to me, you know, has that, and they've been taking the, you know, medication for a while, and then just like you said, now it's an issue with the kidneys and things like that. You know, not as bad, but still, you know, I was just wondering if there was anything that they can possibly do to, you know, correct this or, you know, possibly get better, you know, the foods that they should be eating, the foods that they should be cutting out. Like, I know, you know, you're discussing all the, you know, the poisons that we're eating, you know, that we need to cut out. But, you know, what are the good foods, you know, that I can try to, you know, encourage them, you know, to eat and think about?
So we talked about the negative foods, the fat, the processed foods, all right? But then they're good foods. And they're things that we grow in our garden, you know. They're things that you find in the produce section of the store. You know, they will, and it's so interesting. The same food that will correct the hypertension will also correct the diabetes. The same food that will correct the diabetes will also correct the cancer. They'll prevent, and they also will correct. All right. They will correct the arthritides. I mean, it's just, we cheat ourselves by not valuing ourselves.
Right.
All right. And we just had Thanksgiving. Yep. And you know, we took some family portraits afterwards. And my children, who we're still praying for, ordered pizza. You know, now I tell you the truth, I love pizza. But I just couldn't eat it.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because I love me more than I love pizza.
I'm telling you.
All right?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's deciding that we are of value. All right. And as a result, that we're going to do what's necessary. You know, we're going to do what's necessary. And so your friend can, I mean, they can get help.
Right.
You know, but they have to want help.
Yeah, it's tough with the, like you were saying, the brainwashing. I call it a conditioning, you know, of the world, of the country, you know, what they conditioned us to do. And it's just like automatic almost. Like now they're, you know, it's just like, this is the food that they're choosing. It's very sad. And
you know, while what you're saying is true, but at the same token, we allow ourselves to be brainwashed.
Mm.
Because we know that what they're telling us are lies, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet we decide that, well, this ain't going to happen to me. This right. happened to everybody in my family, all my neighbors, but it ain't going to happen to me, you know? And it's just, it's so pathetic, you know? You ask about what a person can do. So one of the things that we recommend is they find sources of information and programs that they can trust. All right. Yeah. And they trust them because they've been proven to work, meaning they've been proven to get them off medication and still have normal blood pressure. Get them off medication and still have normal blood sugars. Get them off medication and the cancer is not coming back. All right? So these are what I call proven programs. Mm-hmm. But the only proven programs I know of are natural programs, a lifestyle program. Right. I don't know of any drug program. As I said earlier, the medications were not designed to get us well.
Right.
And we could keep lying to ourselves if we want to.
Yep.
You'll keep dying prematurely.
Yes.
And being miserable at the same time.
And being miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 80 years old and proud to say it. You know. And not even as good a condition as I'm going to get. You know, because we can always improve. And that's what we have to decide. You know, if they got hypertension, heart disease, some other cardiovascular diseases, Nathan Prendergast showed us clearly that these diseases can be reversed with diet and lifestyle. Dean and Shirley Ornish went a step further. They told Nathan Prendergast, you need to do angiograms before and after and prove that you're not just getting a person in better shape, that you're actually reversing the disease. He said, I'm not going to do it. And there's two reasons. One, it puts extra stress on the patient. And two, if I did it, you won't believe it. Well, back in the 80s, Dean and Shirley Ornish did it. They did angiograms before and angiograms after, and showed that once you change your lifestyle, you actually open up the blood vessels. You actually reverse the atherosclerotic process. The hardening of the arteries is reversed.
Yep.
All right?
Wow.
And then Codwell Esselstyn, Cleveland Clinic, another surgeon, did the same thing. All right? But he did it in the 2000s. All right? So the data is out there.
Right.
You know? And so we just have to be willing to look at it and decide that we're going to change.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much.
All right.
I enjoy speaking to you all every week. Keep on doing, you know, the good work out there. I love it. Thank you.
Keep us in your prayers. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments. Let's go back to our phone. Just call. You're on the line. Or did we already get that one?
No.
All right. Yes, caller.
Yes. I was calling in reference to kidney disease.
Yes.
I've been diagnosed with stage 1 kidney disease, and I just wanted to know, what can I do to reverse it or
First, I'm going to ask, do you know what your GFR is?
Yeah, they had that on my metabolic report, and I think it was around 70 or 74.
All right, well, then that's GFR. Not stage 1, that's stage 2. All right.
Okay.
That's stage 2. But yes, you can reverse it. The first thing you got to do, you got to let go of the animal protein.
All of it.
The studies have shown that the animal protein tears the kidneys up. It tears up good kidneys, but when the kidneys are bad, it really makes it worse. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the kidney doctor will tell you to keep eating the animal protein, because he's looking forward to you getting on dialysis. I shouldn't say that, but that's what happens, because the kidney doctor knows that animal protein is bad for the kidney. All right. How do I know they know it? Because when I was in medical school over 50 years ago, they taught me that. All right. They taught me that animal protein is bad for the kidneys. And the research, if you go out and look at what animal protein does to the kidneys, it'll show you that it works the kidneys hard. It causes inflammation. It causes a pressure on the kidneys. All right. It works the kidneys hard. The second thing, you got to eat a lot of fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, whole grains. You got to get on an exercise program. And there's certain nutrients. I'm not big on vitamins, but coenzyme Q10, which is a type of a B vitamin, has been shown to be very profitable for kidneys. So those are a few things that you can do to reverse. We've reversed kidney failure in a number of people, but their failure is early, and they need to go and kiss their doctor, because most doctors will not tell their patient at this early stage that they're having some kidney issues.
That's right.
So they got a good doctor.
It's so normal. It's so normal. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they don't worry about it until it's stage 4 or 5.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But that's the truth. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I mentioned you have to find good sources of information. If for diabetes, you need to call me.
Yep.
Well, our program in diabetes. Aesthetic. End Diabetes Now is an excellent program, and it reverses diabetes. But one of the mentors, even though I've never met him, he's mentored me, Dr. Gabriel Cousins. Mm-hmm. I remember watching this program. where they took people out in the wilderness, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
It was either 21 or 30 days. I think it was 21 days. And they put them on a raw diet.
Mm.
And they reversed all the type 2 diabetes. And even one of the type 1 diabetes was reversed. And then shortly afterwards, when he went home and continued on the program, another person with type 1 diabetes was reversed.
Wow.
All right. So he really got my attention to let me know that diabetes could, in fact, be reversed, just like hypertension can be prevented and reversed.
And but kidney failure.
But we don't, we aren't, as a community, we don't care anymore. There used to be programs that we would do at our churches and communities where we would focus on the silent killer, hypertension. We don't do that anymore, you know? And we should definitely be screening from every rafter, you know, instead of going out there hollering for the commanders, we need to be hollering for people to get off diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is just and I ain't got nothing against the commanders. I'm glad they won yesterday, you know. But you know, it's just crazy that the things that are killing us seem not to bother us at all. The number, once again, is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0892. Give us a call with questions or comments, you know. So, you know, in order for any program to work, all right, we have to know that we're worth the effort. Because unfortunately, it's easy to take a pill. All right. It's easy to take a pill. It's harder to change your diet, even though changing your diet will change your life. It's harder to get on a good exercise program. And with kidney failure, I've never reversed kidney failure from anyone who wasn't willing to walk or jog, all right? You got to get out there on the track on a regular, consistent basis and do what's necessary. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, great. Thank you. I've been holding for a minute, but it was so important that I get this question in that I decided to hold. I'd like to hear you speak, please, on the quality of the food that's available in our stores. I hear you saying eat more vegetables, eat more fruits, adopt an animal-free diet. But when the food itself in the grocery store is not healthy, how beneficial can that be? Also, I'd like to have you address hereditary issues. Going back to my grandparents who lived to be well into their 90s, there's always been a history of high blood pressure in our family. Can these things be genetic? And if they are genetic, can they be corrected?
So those are two excellent questions, my dear. I'm glad you were patient and you held on. So number one, you have to be choosy when it comes to the foods. You know, I'm very choosy even where I shop. All right, I don't go to any and every store. You know, and even when I go to the store, I examine the food. You know, my wife used to send me in the store to get some fruit, and I come out with nothing. And she said, "Baby, they didn't have any fruit." I said, "I don't buy that kind of stuff."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fortunately, my mama taught me that from a little boy. We were in the project; we were on welfare, but I learned in the project to go and shop for quality food. And one of the things that we need to also do is we need to start gardening, all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to start gardening so that the foods, they need to be organic as much as possible. But even that, Jethro Klaus, in his book, Back to Eden, says we should buy food that's grown in our environment.
That's right.
That's been allowed to ripen on the vine. Mm-hmm. Most foods don't ripen on the vine. They ripen in the warehouse or in the truck going to the warehouse. They don't ripen on the vine. So exactly. We have to really get quality food, but we got to know what quality is in order to do that.
Right. And I'm just concerned that so many foods are treated with pesticides before they get to the grocery store, and then they're allowed to sit on the shelf for so long.
If they're certified organic, they're not.
Okay.
All right.
To the question of hereditary hypertension.
So heredity is a real issue, but it's really, in most cases, a minor issue. There are things that are called epigenetic. Epi, mm-hmm. You ask, could the genes be changed? The answer is yes. Epigenetic, we now know that you can have a history of breast cancer in your family. Everybody in your family got breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You start eating them red seeded grapes with that resveratrol, and resveratrol has been shown to be epigenetic when it comes to breast cancer and a number of other cancers. Certain beans are epigenetic in that the enzymes in those beans helps to transform those genes so that mm-hmm. you're no longer epigenetic. I mean, no longer have a predisposition. Some things perhaps won't change, but a lot of things can. You know, there's a strong family history of pulmonary disease in my family. And I guess I always had some symptoms of it, but because of my lifestyle, I don't have the problem. All right.
Okay.
Because I chose a lifestyle, being very active in sports and so forth, and eating, became a vegetarian at age 10, the first one in my family to become a vegetarian. Those things make a tremendous difference on the outcome. You know, and so, you know, even your thoughts, studies show that your words and positive thoughts can change the gene structure. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it can be changed.
You mentioned earlier doctors adding stress to the patient with all these diagnoses and, you know, predictions for outcomes for health without really giving anything positive that would make the patient want to strive to make changes. They're doctors I call gloom and doom doctors.
What you're saying is true, but we have to take responsibility, all right? Mm-hmm. We have to say, you know, I hear what you're saying, doc. I appreciate your expertise, but that ain't going to be my outcome. And I have patients who've come to me who were told that they had no chance to live.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of that,
and,
you know,
and
from
live
my son's
many,
doctor.
Many years.
And I'm prayerful that he's going to overcome.
I mean,
he's dealing with hypertension right now, but I told him it's in our genes. But I'm glad to hear that those things can be curtailed to some degree. Not that you're ever going to outrun your genetic makeup, but you can curtail some of those things that befall you.
No. Don't misquote what I said. You can outrun your genetics.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
You can outrun your genetics. You know, I mean, there are people, I'm telling you, there are people with strong family histories. I have a patient right now whose mama and I think one or two sisters died of breast cancer, who had mm-hmm. breast cancer, who came to me with breast cancer. and we reverse the breast cancer. All right?
Amen.
So yes, you can outrun the genetics, but you got to decide that that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, you have to decide this is what I'm going to do, you know? And you may want to read a few scriptures to yourself, you know? Was it Psalms 118:17, Frank? I will live and not die.
Yeah.
I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. You know,
mm-hmm.
You got to program yourself for success.
And Doc, if you do it early enough, before you have children, you can change your genes and your kids' genes.
Yes. But you got to teach them.
Wonderful.
You got to teach them that they can change. All right. You
Absolutely.
Know, they can change. You know, we must be willing to do what's necessary. My boy Les Brown says, when you've done the best you can, it's not sufficient. Do what's necessary. All right. And these are things that are very, very, very important. We have to decide that we're going to put the necessary time and the necessary money into the program. All right.
The effort.
Yeah.
And Dr. Watkins, where can I put my son in touch with you? Because I would love for him to become a patient of yours so that he can get that positivity.
Frank will give you the phone number in just a minute.
Great.
But one of the things we got to do, we got to look in the mirror, and we got to keep looking in the mirror until someone of value looks back at you.
All right. I love it.
All right?
I love it. Yes.
We have to reconnect ourselves with our history, the positive aspects of our history. You know, there's some negatives in our history, but there's some positive in our history. I grew up, we moved up to the project, all right? but I'm telling you, in the project, I saw people striving for success.
All the time.
You know, I saw people striving and succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
My mama, she never chose my friends, but she chose my friends, you know, because she mm-hmm. taught me how to choose friends. All of my friends in the project went to college. All my close friends. I'm sorry?
We are no stranger to struggle.
No. Matter of fact, those struggles help us to succeed because we
That's
learn
right.
how to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Lord have
exactly.
mercy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm getting excited, Brother Frank.
Yeah.
Let us all get excited about being healthy. Let's all be excited about longevity. I love it. I thank you for your time today. And if you could, before you close out, can you speak just a little bit on the keto diet and whether or not it's beneficial?
The keto, we've talked about it before. All I'll tell you is run from the keto diet.
Yeah.
They lie. It is a dangerous diet, all right?
Okay.
You get temporary results, but Lord, if you go to the end and read the end of the book, it's terrible.
And there are a number of doctors that have gotten off the keto diet and stopped recommending it.
Yes. We must make the decision that we're going to get well, all right? We got to take the bandage off that's covering up the cancer and get down to business. I tell you, I love pizza, but I love me more than I love pizza. New Year's resolutions fail not because they weren't worthy goals, but because we were not really committed to doing what's necessary to achieve them. All right.
Exactly. Yes.
We love chicken more than we love ourselves. That has to change. All right.
It absolutely has to change. Absolutely. We cannot love food more than we love ourselves.
That's right. We got to develop a strong support system. People who are qualified and committed, you know?
Yes.
We got to begin with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we got to be willing to do what's necessary. And if we do that, we can have a successful life, you know, and we've just scratched the surface. All right. There's a lot more that we can say. But what I want to say is that we don't have to be sick and die prematurely, that we can, in fact, do what's necessary and change. Brother Frank, any parting words? You're muted, Brother Frank.
Yes, sir. The definition of propaganda is, and I'll pull that up. Propaganda is the dissemination of information, facts, arguments, rumors, half-truths, or lies to influence public opinion. It is often conveyed through mass media. That's one of the definition. We want to thank Doc for going over this plan to have a successful lifestyle intervention. If you want to talk to Doc, make an appointment with him. That's my doctor. He reversed all of my diseases. 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can go to www.twiliving.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our fantastic engineer, Miyuki Williams, acting general manager, WPFW, Katia Stitt, program director, and all of our WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for helping to keep DC healthy and wise. Thank you, Ola Dari, Maccabee, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. You can listen to Joni Eisenberg at 10 o'clock on Mondays. Fantastic show. Listen in next Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health.
Salamata. I tell and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese.
On Saturday, December 14th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., WPFW and the King Solomon Grand Lodge host a winter coat and clothing drive. Donations of lightly used winter coats, hats, gloves, socks, and more can be dropped off at 2245 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast. This is a one-day collection drive with distribution to those in need to occur on New Year's Day, beginning at 10 a.m. from the lodge. Additional information can be found online at wpfwfm.org or by calling the King Solomon Grand Lodge at 202-378-3843. WPFW, our organizational partners and dedicated listeners, continue to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Greetings, this is Brother Jamil, host of Yardbird Suites. During this season of lights, We ask that you remember WPFW and the sustenance we provide to the community. You can give the gift of WPFW from December 15th through December 31st during our year-end membership campaign. It is indeed your generosity that has allowed WPFW to provide news, music, and information to the people since 1977. Donations can be made anytime at WPFW.org or by calling 800-222-9739. We wish you truth and peace now and in the new year.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. President Joe Biden has issued a pardon for his son Hunter, which comes before the younger Biden was set to be sentenced on December 12th for his federal gun conviction and on December 16th for his California tax evasion case. In a statement explaining the pardon, President Biden reasoned that, quote, people are almost never brought to trial on felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form, end quote. Hunter Biden was convicted of falsely filling out a gun form while addicted to narcotics. In his statement, the president also acknowledged that he previously said he would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making and that he kept his word even while watching his son Hunter be, quote, selectively and unfairly prosecuted. The president added that the charges in Hunter's cases only came about after several of his political opponents in Congress, quote, instigated them to attack him and oppose his election. He added, enough is enough. This time of year is, of course, known as the holiday season, but it's also considered respiratory illness season. According to the CDC, respiratory illness season typically starts around November, peaks in January or February, and ends in late March or early April. During this time, viruses that cause respiratory diseases such as the flu, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, circulate more heavily in the community. Recent data from the CDC shows that as of now, COVID-19 levels in the United States are nearly the lowest they've been since the start of the pandemic, and they're decreasing. Emergency department visits for flu and RSV are also low, but are starting to rise. One health expert said, and I quote, historically, we see an increase in cases about a week after Thanksgiving, and how quickly they increase between then and the Christmas holidays give us a better sense of the season, end quote. Experts caution that the rapid rise of some illnesses is already putting children at increased risk. One pediatric nurse practitioner advised, and I quote, while vaccines do not always guarantee that a child will avoid illness, they generally provide enough immune support to ensure that the illness is less severe, end quote. To your local news, in New York City, another 7 emergency shelters for migrants have closed in recent days, bringing the total to 11 over the past month. A spokesperson for Mayor Eric Adams said, and I quote, thanks to our successful management and nation-leading programs helping migrants move on from the city's care, we will have removed approximately 1,800 rooms or beds from the city's emergency migrant shelter system by the end of November, end quote. Despite the 1,800 rooms being taken out of the emergency shelter system, city data shows that there are still 56,600 migrants remaining in the city's care. Nevertheless, the numbers have dropped dramatically in comparison to January, when roughly 4,000 new migrants were entering the city on a weekly basis. Hotels that have been used as emergency migrant shelters are opening for business to tourists once again. For example, the Americana in Midtown is reopening this Thursday, the 5th, and it's already booked. In the D.C. area, Angela Alsobrooks has resigned as the executive of Prince George's County, Maryland, as she prepares to be sworn into the U.S. Senate next month. She will become the first Black woman to serve as a United States Senator from Maryland. Alsobrooks' resignation as county executive went into effect at 10 a.m. this morning, 2 hours before her deadline of 12 noon. She wrote, and I quote, thank you for your trust and partnership as we work to build a stronger, united Prince George's. Serving the residents of this county has been the honor of my lifetime, and I am deeply proud of all we have accomplished together, end quote. Angela Also Brooks, who is a Prince George's County native, will be temporarily replaced by Chief Administrative Officer Tara Jackson until a special election is held next year to find a permanent replacement for her.